You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good morning, good afternoon, and I hope good evening to all our wonderful listeners here on Radio Maria Canada. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and today is Tuesday, February the 6th, and here we are into the new month, and we are going to be quickly approaching Ash Wednesday. Unbelievable. It's so amazing. Well, come on, spring. We're waiting for you here in Canada. My gosh, we've always got snow upon snow upon snow. So it's good to hear from you and have you with us today. I hope you're sitting in a nice, comfortable chair, maybe a warm blanket if you're in somewhere where cold where I am, or you're sitting in nice shade and enjoying the nice warm sun. I hope somewhere, somehow, you are at a good place in your heart. So today, blessed listeners, let's begin with our wonderful Hail Mary. Ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And a morning prayer. Lord, thank you for watching over me and my family during the night. Thank you for waking us up this amazing morning. I am grateful and blessed to embrace another day. Clothe me with the right attitude today. Endow me with your Holy Spirit and send a fresh anointing on me. Less of my flesh and more of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Isn't that a beautiful prayer? Thank you to the ChristianCatholic.com who provide me with a morning prayer and would provide you too. All you need to do is just go on to www.ChristianCatholic.com. So there's a plug for them. And before we continue with our program, I wanted to plug in, of course, for our lovely, wonderful mothers out there, and you may be part of a mother's group. The Dynamic Women of Faith Catholic Women's Conference is coming up next month, Saturday, March 24th. There is limited seating. And, of course, you can there is an early bird before the 20th of February. It's $55, and you can register at www.dynamicwomenfaith.com. So that's dynamicwomenfaith.com, and that's on the Saturday, but on the Friday, it's an all-girls mother-daughter. Sounds so amazing. Friday, March 23rd, also through the Dynamic Women of Faith, they'll be having a lovely evening from 7 till 10 at the John Paul II Polish Cultural Center, the Friday night. And again, you can also, there's an early bird registration before the 22nd of February. And again, you can register at www.dynamicwomenfaith.com. So Friday, March 23rd, we'll be calling All Girls Conference, Mother-Daughter. And Saturday, March 24th, we'll be at the same place, John Paul II, Polish Cultural Center. They will also have the Catholic Women's Conference. Don't miss it. And it's a wonderful conference. I can't even speak English today. What can I say? So anyways, enjoy everyone. And to all our women out there, thank you for being such wonderful, devoted ladies and mothers and daughters and friends. So there you go. To all the dynamic women, more power to you. Good job. So here we go. Of course, today I thought I would start off with a little scripture. A man infected with leprosy must shield his upper lip and cry, "Unclean, unclean." As long as the disease lasts, he must be unclean, and therefore he must live apart. He must live outside the camp. They were forced to live outside the camp, cut off from any possible solace from friends and family. Theirs was a lonely and lingering death. Modern medicine has contained leprosy, but the crushing burden of social isolation is widespread throughout our world. Only one thing is necessary, the faith that the leper placed in Jesus. He said, "If you want to, you can cure me." So this uncertain and hesitant faith was answered with overwhelming generosity. Feeling sorry for him, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. "Of course I want to be cured." And the leprosy left him at once, and he was cured. This miracle, coming at the beginning of the ministry of Jesus, revealed the universal significance of his kingdom. It brings new hope to a sinful world that continues to struggle with division and alienation. And it speaks to the helplessness that isolates so many. Christ heals at its very root. The leper was restored to a society that had shunned him. A sinful world is called from the alienation that leads to loneliness. And loneliness, unfortunately, is a part of our lives, everyone. From time to time, regardless in our state of in our life, whether you're a single person or you're married, this kind of overwhelming feeling comes over you. Maybe you've just moved into a new area, or maybe you have just lost a loved one. Maybe you're sitting in a prison or a jail cell. And maybe you've just been given a very serious diagnosis, or you've just been admitted into hospital. Either way, you're desperately in your heart, you're crying out for a desire to grow in your faith. First and foremost, my dear souls, get a hold of a priest, and if necessary, a counselor who will help you better deal with your loneliness. And never, ever feel embarrassed or ashamed, because you are asking for help. And if a doctor has recommended you take medication under his care, then please follow your doctor's orders. Our Lord has blessed us with people in our lives. And pray. Jesus was often very lonely. He knows what it feels like, as many as of the saints do as well. You can call on them to help you out. There is a plethora of songs and poems written about the pains and struggles of loneliness. Just the mere abundance of all of this evidence of the human resistance and the opposition to being alone. It seems to just weigh our heart down, doesn't it? And maybe weighing your heart as well. And how do we react to this and cope with this in our lives? And the easy way for us to get out of this is to go hunting for company. There is a fine line between loneliness and solitude. In solitude, there is a nice quiet joy. Time spent by yourself in nature or at the Eucharistic adoration. It's an opportunity for contemplation and prayer and just basking in a peaceful presence. I love solitude myself. But like so many, however, I dread loneliness. And unfortunately, I've lived with that feeling as a hovering companion for a long time. I'd venture to guess that loneliness might be an epidemic in our world. It plagues more than those afflicted with some depression or some other illness. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta famously said, "The most terrible poverty is loneliness and the feeling of being unloved." I like to call loneliness a solitude with suffering. It comes when a person finds himself alone in a big house after a spouse has passed away, or when overcoming the effects of chemotherapy while battling cancer in a hospital room. It can come when a person sits in a dorm room or as a college freshman far from home, where he or she sits alone at a bar while on a business trip. And it can come in the midst of a crowd of people, conversation going all around, but that person, lonely man or woman, feeling unconnected to all of that activity. The heart feels hollow, and when it's a lonely heart, part of you feels invisible, and you just crave to be found. One of the most wonderful prayers I've come across, of course, has to be Saint Rita, and I just wanted to. She is the patron saint of loneliness. And we can, you know, banish loneliness together, you and I, through the Catholic way. There is a comprehensive guide to loneliness that affords Catholics the deepest possible answers to the growing problem of loneliness in our world. It's called the Catholic Guide to Depression. The Catholic Guide to Depression. And so it includes scores of saints who have suffered profound, pervasive sorrow that modern psychiatrists call depression. In these pages, Catholic psychiatrist Aaron, and I'll spell you his name, K-H, Kirati, K-H-E-R-I-A-T-Y, reviews the effective ways that have recently been devised to deal with this grave and sometimes deadly affliction. So that's a great book to look up, called The Catholic Guide to Depression. The patron saint, Saint Rita, was a woman from the Middle Ages who became a nun after her husband was murdered. She is considered the patron saint of abused women, loneliness, spousal abuse, bad marriages, and widows. It is probably because of her association with widows and abuse that she has assumed the patronage of all lonely people. Here's a little prayer. It says, "Sweet Saint Rita, patron of loss and loneliness, please help me find a friend to lead me out of this dark place. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen." There's also, sometimes this loneliness comes through money problems. And the infant Jesus of Prague is technically not a saint. It is the veneration of the child Jesus. But this statute has an interesting history. In the 1600s, Prague was in a country called Bohemia. And in 1628, Princess Polixena von Lobkowitz gave the statue of the infant Jesus to a local order of Carmelite nuns. And by 1631, the country of Bohemia was invaded by the Swiss. And the convent was pillaged and the statue was thrown into a trash heap. One day, 6 years later, a priest named Father Cyrillus was walking and he found the statue with its hands broken off in the trash heap. The statue started to speak. Yes, I said that. The statue started to speak. It said, "Have pity on me, and I will have pity on you. Give me my hands, and I will give you peace. The more you honor me, the more I will bless you." This statue is associated with many powerful and good blessings. The infant Jesus of Prague is also the patron of schools, vocations, students, foreign missions, and good health. So in little prayer, precious infant Jesus, have pity on me. Bless my home, my finances, and my family. I pray in your most holy name. Amen. And so, dear listeners, I wanted to also recite to you, broadcast should ever be without prayer and without scripture. And of course, the most wonderful scripture I often find is in John 16, verse 20. "Verily, very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. But when a woman is in labor, she has pain. because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from me. On that day you will ask nothing of me. Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. And of course, in the book of Acts, Acts 4, verse 29, "And now, Lord, look at their threats. Grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus." So to walk boldly in front of Jesus, to ask in his name, to ask the prayer request that you have. And of course, this being our broadcast is called the Father's Quilt. We are called the Father's Quilt, and it is a live broadcast. And we encourage all our listeners, when you're on listening with us, that maybe you might email us at quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca. Or maybe you might even find the encouragement, something somehow for you to come forward and pick up the phone and phone us at 416-245-1534. And you can call us again, 416-245-1534. I encourage all our listeners, as we always do, between our wonderful production engineer Alex Diaz, myself, and many of the volunteers, and Father Charles, who is at our station here at Radio Maria, we encourage all our listeners to come in, phone in your prayer request, send us your email request. You don't even have to give a name. You can just say, please pray for my family, or pray for me as I'm headed for surgery in the next 2 weeks or something, or, you know, or just a blessing, you know. It's really a wonderful thing. Sometimes when we go by ourselves to the altar, you know, we think we're alone, but we know through Scripture that when two or three are gathered in his name, when there's two or three of us together, then believe me that the Holy Spirit is there with us. Our God is listening. He's always listening. But it's even more so when there's more people praying. I mean, why do we even have in church where we have like a prayer chain? And, you know, different people who become ill or recovering from a sickness or from a surgery. We often say, even on our Catholic Women's League, please pray for these people. It's not because we're saying go by yourself. No, that we all pray together. And that's why you are encouraged here on the Father's Quilt to pick up the phone or send us an email. Believe me, you think that maybe someone isn't going to pay attention to your prayer, or that it's going to be less of a prayer, but it is not. It is much more that. It becomes very special and very important to us. So we do appreciate you and value your requests, and we're listening. We're here for you. That's what this program is all about. It's all about you and helping you in all that you're going through. There is a fellow by the name of Jay Fadden who recently wrote on Catholic TV, and I'll read it to you, that recently he read a story in my local paper about a young man, who took his own life. He later spoke to some friends who had known him. He seemed to have a wonderful life and was held in high esteem. He was a good student, excelled in athletics. His family was loving and faith-filled, yet for some reason he felt he couldn't go on. He carried a weight that could not be lessened, and I was saddened as I thought of him as he contemplated his last moments. I cannot imagine how he must have felt knowing what he was about to do and what he was thinking about. Why couldn't he be saved? What led to this decision that would impact so many lives? It is so difficult to ponder what led to this and to consider how devastating it was to his mother, father, family, and his friends. It was a tragedy that reverberated throughout the community. And he says, I continue to pray for this young man and thinking about his death. Like many people, I try to understand how this happened. It is an answer I will probably never know. But something I wonder is, was he lonely? Did he feel alone with no place to turn? Loneliness can be suffocating. And while he seemed to have many friends and a supportive family, he may have felt all alone. We can make the mistake sometimes of underestimating the pain that loneliness can cause. It can shake a person to their foundation and cripple them. They can be in a room full of people, but they feel like they don't connect with anyone. It's as if they are an observer on the periphery without an invitation to feel any kind of love. Anyone can be afflicted with loneliness. It is a malady that has no preferences in regard to age, gender, social status, religion, or even ethnic background. Loneliness is a viper that refuses to stop biting, and those bites take their toll. People who suffer with loneliness carry a huge burden, and unfortunately, they carry that burden by themselves. How difficult that feeling must be. As a community, here even at Radio Maria, we are always cognizant of those who surround us and to be available to reach out or just even listen. We need to be open, and that's what we try to strive here on the Father's Quilt, to be open like being a friend. With Jesus, we are never alone, and he only waits for us to welcome him into our lives. He will listen. And we can talk to him. And so, dear friends, you know, lonely people need to know that they're loved, right? Which can take some convincing, because the lie lonely people hear in their heads is that you're unlovable right now. And lonely people need someone to walk alongside them, to make the journey with them. That can be a challenge, because the only thing lonely people often see is an empty space. It is serious stuff. Loneliness is dangerous, and temptation poses its strongest threat when a person is vulnerable. That's the moment when a person is more likely to be lured into giving up and not getting out of bed, not going to work, not eating, not taking the prescribed medication, and worse. This isn't just about those with a physical or a mental ailment. I read a study recently about how people on the surface feel they are in closer contact with others on a daily basis because of all the time they spend with social media, such as Facebook. But the actual result is that people are more isolated and alone. Strength comes from companionship, from a real connection between human beings. A genuinely personal, physical, and emotional touch. That is the best medicine for the lonely. So why does the medicine cabinet seem so bare for so many, right? So look around, my friends. Notice the lonely people in your life. Find the sick and the elderly, the stranger, those who don't know how to do anything but cry out to God. Overcome your fear and connect. Let them know, let them really know that they are loved. Let them know, my dear friend, that they are not alone. It's very important. So, my friends, I know this is a heavy-duty little subject, but it is a subject that so many of us face, isn't it? We all feel lonely at many times in our life, and all we need is just a kind word sometimes, just or someone to listen to. And I do pray that you find someone, and we are here for you too, you know, dear listeners. We are here for you here at Radio Maria, because we do care about you very much. We know that many of you are hurting, and you're listening and hoping to grasp some kind of hope, and that, you know, that you find some encouragement. I also wanted to read to you in the book of Romans, right? In the book of Romans 8, and I'm sure this is a well-known verse for many people, Romans 8, 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Don't be worried of where you are right now. Don't be afraid that maybe there is not enough money. Don't be afraid, for the Holy Spirit knows your situation. Bring it to the Holy Spirit. Ask God to help you. Have the Blessed Mother intercede for you. Send your prayer requests to us, and we will pray over them. And I am sure, without a doubt, that you will have some kind of response, some kind of answer through the Holy Spirit on His time. But you can always send them to us at Quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca. Those of you who set your minds on the things of the Spirit. So, to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But, brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit. And since the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him, but you belong to Jesus. Hallelujah for that, that we are not forgotten, we are not forsaken. God didn't push us aside and say, you're not as important as this person. You are all very important in Jesus' eyes. He loves you with all his might. He promised to give us an abundant life, an abundance and strength and courage. All we need to do is come to Him. And for some of us, that maybe we need to pray more often. Maybe we need to say up a little prayer here and there. Here is another lovely prayer. And this is Mother Antonia, and then I'll read you the prayer. It says, there is no one so ugly he does not have beauty within him. No one so weak he does not have great strength. You understand what that means, my friends? And no one is so poor that he is not endowed with richness. Each person is of invaluable worth. Thank you for the precious gift you have given us this morning, my life to live fully and joyfully one more day. Please give me the grace to be kind and patient today so that I may see beyond worldly appearances, so that I may encounter your holy presence in each person I meet. Close my ears, dear Father, to all gossip. Seal my lips to all judgments and criticisms, that my words will only bless all about me and warm the coldest heart. Let my actions be so just, my feelings be so tender, my conduct be so humble and true to your will, that throughout this day I will be a reflection of your heavenly mercy and love. Amen. Dear listeners, as we have now approached our time, I just wish you a wonderful day. I ask you to take care of yourselves. Reach out to Jesus. Stretch out your hands. Open your hearts. And let the Holy Spirit fill you and ask for God's blessing. May each and every one of you be truly blessed and encouraged this morning, this afternoon, this evening. May your sleep be of peace. May you fill your body with wonderful, good, healthy food and drink water and be joyful. As because God loves you more than you will ever know. You are not alone, my friends. God bless you. See you on Friday.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a thing.